You said that you like to work with the elders?
Yes, I work with elders since those days after graduation from Mount Edgecombe. It's because I went to Fairbanks for summer school, learning Yupik, reading and writing Yupik orthography. I like it so much, I learn from it. And from interviewing elders, I learn a lot of things, a lot of stories. In our area and then here in this area.
So the other day we were talking about this old site of the river and how people had come dispersed down, but you told us an old story about that.
Oh wow. That's one of the stories I learned from asking elders a lot of questions. This elder, my husband said there's a lot of different stories with similar to this one. Same one, but people tell it a different way. But what I learned, it was in those days there were warriors. Everybody was warrior. Men. And there was no white men, nothing before they ever arrived. It must have been early 1600 in those. And I don't know how that lady had ended up in Oogawik. I guess one of the Nukulpak. had went toward Yukon and had found this lady, but she was married to another man there, and he brought her to Kuskokwim River, and he was from Oogawik and brought her there, and when this woman's husband from Yukon, he find out his wife had been stolen. That man, that husband's father was a shaman, and this Nukulpak, great hunter, didn't know lady's husband was a shaman too. Anyway, during that season, or I think it was winter, maybe frozen. Anyway, this one day, this great big goose came from Yukon Way site, and it was circling that village Oogawik. It was making a lot of crackling sound. It was a huge, humongous bird. And then when it above the village, it opens its whole belly and pour up blood all over. People were scared. They run. The something the ground happened to. Something happened to the ground. I guess it caves in. I guess up the blood that coming from force. You know, a lot of things come down hard and make the ground cave in. Maybe, yeah, make a lot of ditches. And this storyteller was saying, the people ran here and there because every time the blood spills land, it cave, the ground caves in. And that humongous bird is probably made by a shaman to fight for his son, because the son, that other hunter, Kuskokwim, mighty hunter, took his wife. That's what I heard. And then people scattered here and there. And that's how Guigoloq, in Bogus River, the village of Guigoloq formed. Some go east, probably Kalskak, and some go downriver, some go across the abandoned that village. That's all I know.
Do you know what happened to that Angasuk's wife?
He's not Angasuk, his father was Angasuk. He find out.
Did he get her back, or?
I never know. I didn't find out. But because that storyteller had stopped right there. He said the people, all those people that went here and there are all originally from Uraug. And Uraug was probably the bigger village than the rest of the, along the Kuskokwim in that time.